My name is Laura Holt, and I am with Josh Holt. We're going to be interviewing each other. I am almost 35 years old, be 35 next week, and Josh is
29.
There you go. Today is January 6th of 2019, and we are married, and we are in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Claire Holt is also present, our little babe, and she will probably be participating on the periphery. Okay, Josh, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
I did. I made one of my big resolutions was to eat healthier. Just like every other person in the country. I feel like as of recently, I haven't been the most healthy. I've been a little bit more sedentary and been eating some foods and quantities of foods that I should not have eaten. And so one of my resolutions is to eat healthier and to eat less. Another New Year's resolution I made is to watch less television. I feel like you gain almost nothing from television, and I'd rather spend my time being more present with my family than being a zombie in front of the television. And so those are some of my New Year's resolutions. Laura, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
I didn't really, except so we're members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they've come out with a new program called Come Follow Me, and it involves weekly kind of at-home scripture study and things like that. And today we had an opportunity to set some family goals that are a little bit more spiritually focused. And so I would say our family resolutions are to make sure we're having a weekly family home evening, that Josh and I are attending the temple once a month, that we're having that we're doing the Come Follow Me program, that, you know, we're studying the scriptures together, and that we're being really diligent about having our daily prayers. Josh, did you keep any of your New Year's resolutions from last year?
You know what? I'm sitting here and I'm struggling to remember my New Year's resolutions from last year. So I think that speaks of itself in the saying that I was unsuccessful in keeping my New Year's resolutions from last year. But I can say that I will remember doing this interview, and I think I did one last year, mm-hmm. talking about New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. So I will go back and I will listen to that, and I will have more of a focus on remembering and therefore keeping my New Year's resolutions. Laura, did you keep any of your New Year's resolutions from last year?
No, I don't think I even said any.
Laura, can you tell me one of your happiest memories from this last year?
I would say my happiest memories are related to you and Claire. I think one is just watching you continue to succeed in school. It's been really, really special to see you just excel and succeed. And in particular, you know, some of the stress regarding, you know, completing boards and doing all these things. And I know you still have, you know, one more set of boards, but you always focus and you put our family first, always. I never have to remind you to study or like encourage you to do it. I think that's like one of the greatest blessings, and one of the things that makes me happiest is just like looking back at the last year and just seeing all of your success. And then with Claire, just like, it's crazy to look back at just like last year when we were doing these interviews and she was tiny, just like 2 months old, and just watching her continue to grow and develop. It's just fascinating to see. Babe, what's your favorite memory or some of your happiest memories from the past year?
You know, as you remember, we went to the Oregon coast for this for our Christmas vacation just a couple of weeks ago. And I remember standing on the beach far away from the waves and watching you chase Claire as Claire is desperately trying to go into the ocean. And I just remember standing there thinking, like, what a couple of beautiful girls I've got, and how lucky I was. And I just remember feeling this overwhelming sense of, like, love and luck and humility. That was one of my happiest memories of this last year.
So I'm going to take a moment and just describe Claire to, so that, you know, future generations and maybe even Claire in the future when she listens to this, she can know a little bit about herself. So Claire is now a little over 14 months old. She is very sweet, very feisty. She is obsessed with the telephone and watching videos. We mostly make her watch videos of Jesus of some form or another, but she loves it. So anytime we get out a telephone, she just freaks out until she gets one. But she's a great walker. She's always happy, you know, unless someone gets out a phone and she can't hold it. She loves puppies, loves animals in general, loves it when puppies lick her face, and she just loves to say hi to them. And she's getting more and more excited about being with other people. And she continues to be babysat by Katie Ann Garrett and a really great lady in our ward. And she does great with Katie Ann. Loves Katie Ann and her daughter Hazel. And that's a real blessing in our lives.
To add to Laura's description, I would just add that Claire is so cute. She's like she wants to move constantly. There's no still. She doesn't know the meaning of the word still and quiet. And so she's always moving and she's always waving to people and trying to get their attention. She's a little social butterfly. And, we just love her so much.
What is the most important lesson you've learned from your wife, who is me?
Who? I think one of the most important lessons I've learned from Laura is just a couple of things. One is Laura's humility. I think Laura honestly is one of the smartest people I know, and one of the most, like, well put together and one of the most well articulated persons I know, I don't know if I had taken that for granted before we were married, but since we've been married, I just get reminded constantly how great Laura is, but the fact that she has no idea. And I'm just the benefactor of that for sure. And one of the other lessons that I've learned from Laura had to do with not this last year but the year before when Claire was born. I remember being in the delivery room, seeing how hard Laura was working and how calm and how strong she was, and it was just and me being, I was standing there and I was exhausted and tired and I wanted to go home, but Laura just kept going. She never let it get to her, and just learning to be strong in moments where you think you can't go on. So that's what I learned from Laura. Laura, what are the most important lessons you learned from your husband? Myself.
Well, I would say to date, I've really, really tried to learn from you the importance of trying to just let things go. And like when you just don't, you know, something happens and like, you know, last night we went out to dinner at this Vietnamese restaurant in Northeast Philadelphia, and Claire spilled a bowl of wonton soup. And no one was even fazed. We just kind of said, all right, and kind of laughed about it and started cleaning it up instead of, you know, getting mad or upset. I mean, that doesn't solve anything. So I think you've really helped me just stay super grounded, keep a good perspective. And then I think that you've also taught me, this sounds negative, but you've taught me patience. This sounds like I'm saying you're difficult.
I
want
to change my answer.
No, but it's not. You're just one of the most patient people. So you're with me, and you're such a good example of that. And I feel like I've just gotten so much better at being patient. And I think that that's really helped me as a mom, because I think I've maintained a level of patience I never thought possible. What are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful, this is a simple answer, I'm most grateful for my family. And I'm also most grateful for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think about how we were just learning about today in our Come Follow Me manual about how although like our current temporal circumstances and blessings can change in an instant, that as long as we keep our eyes focused on the gospel of Jesus Christ and try to see our lives from Heavenly Father's point of view, that we'll never be far from the center. And so just to kind of reiterate, I'm grateful for my family and for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I would just say I feel exactly the same. I think I would just add, because I think those are like kind of like two no-brainers for us, but I kind of think, you know, we're both really grateful for the opportunities that we've received to get educations. That I currently have a job that is really a great job. I love it. I love my coworkers. I'm still working at Delaware Valley Community Health at the Maria de los Santos Clinic as an adult nurse practitioner, and I think that that's really rewarding. I'm grateful that Josh just like continues to do great, and that he'll be able to make a really good living and kind of hopefully take over that role, but that I'll always have my education will always benefit us, and that I'll always be able to work a little, help the communities that I live in, and also grateful that, you know, in the event that something, you know, terrible happened, I would have the ability to support our family. So it's really grateful for that. So Josh, thinking about our family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them?
Oh, this is such a huge question, I feel like. If I were to say anything, I would say, stick with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like, don't leave it. It's the one constant thing that there is in this world. Like I said before, your circumstances could change in an instant. You could go from being a pauper to a millionaire, or vice versa, in a heartbeat. But as long as you have the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have that eternal perspective, and you realize that this life is only, in the grand scheme of things, it's just a fleeting moment. And what you do with this life, and what you choose to do with your time, you'll be able to reflect on that for an eternity. And I would just say love your family, get an education, and stick with the gospel. Laura, thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them?
I don't think I can add anything, to be honest, to what you've said. I completely agree. So I hope that's what our family does, and I hope that that's what they remember us for.
All right, Bolivar.
Okay.
Good job. There's a good question.